Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
City Council cancels Tuesday's regular meeting, moved to today. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette City Council has canceled its regular meeting that was scheduled for August 5th. It'll now be held today, Monday, August 4th at 6 p.m. in the Gillette City Hall Council Chambers. You can find this special meeting's agenda on the city website at gillettewy.gov. City of Gillette announces closure of Gurley Overpass for maintenance. The Gurley Overpass will be closed for annual maintenance work from today, Monday, August 4th, through Friday, August 15th. This is the second closure of the bridge this year. It was shut down for several days in mid-May for an annual inspection. That work determined what maintenance will be carried out in August to help expand the useful life of the structure. Effort to repeal Wyoming's coal carbon capture mandate fails along party lines. An effort to repeal Wyoming's controversial coal carbon capture mandate failed Tuesday, exposing a divide between House and Senate lawmakers. According to WyoFile, 7 of 8 House members on the Joint Minerals Committee supported the repeal, but only 1 of 5 senators, Senator Stacey Jones of Rock Springs, joined them, killing the measure. The draft bill, sponsored by Representative Chris Knapp of Gillette, aimed to end a state law requiring utilities to explore costly carbon capture retrofits on coal plants, costs they say passed on to ratepayers. So far, utilities like Rocky Mountain Power and Black Hills Energy have spent millions assessing the technology, but neither has found a commercially viable option. One proposal for Cheyenne's Y-Gen 2 plant carried a $500 million price tag and would cut power output by 30%. Knapp warned the cost to customers will keep rising for a technology that will probably not pan out. The Freedom Caucus criticized the decision, calling it liberal Republicans voting to keep mandates as the federal government moves to roll back emissions rules on coal. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.